Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So, Katie brought this up on Friday, and she's like, I got a silly question about this. So,
yeah.
It's all you, girl.
Well, because we have the big Independence National Historic Park celebration in Philadelphia scheduled, right? And with that, they're going to put a time capsule in the ground and keep it there for 250 years. So, I just was thinking it'd be a really good idea to think of what we would put in our time capsule here, JKJ themed, right? Don't you think that'd be fun?
So how long is it going to...
250 years.
So like, it'll be America's 500th. We're going to
exactly.
crack it open.
Yeah. So that's kind of what, like, this one, again, they're going to open it.
What made you come up with this idea?
Because they're going to open it in 250 years. And we actually did this when I was in high school. We put a time capsule in the ground and we put some things in it. So that was like, you know, I think they were going to open it in like 50 years. So they'll be doing that. I don't know.
In a couple of years. Yeah,
shut up,
you're
Jeremy.
Getting up
not
there.
Not that. Not like that. But I was thinking about the things that I put in that time capsule, and it was I played basketball in high school, and we were the Devil's Lake Satans, as I told you guys. And I put a T-shirt in there of the Devil's Lake Satans.
Wild name.
How funny in 250 years, or 50 years rather,
Satan?
They'll open that up, and exactly, they'll have to look back at the history
and stuff
like that.
There's a picture of the devil looking back at you.
It's a little cartoon devil with a basketball. It's awesome.
That's pretty neat, actually.
But yeah, so it just got me thinking, because if this is going to be open in 250 years, things are going to be a whole lot different.
Yeah,
and
if we're even here, right?
Well,
with
exactly.
AI and everything.
And that's the thing is, like, I have been really into those books. They're a couple years old now, but Ready Player One, Ready Player Two. Are you guys familiar with those?
Yep,
so that's that whole, like, future society and what they deal with. And a lot of the entire, like, you know, the main message of that book is we all, like, live in trailers that are stacked on top of each other. And we barely leave them because everything is online. So even our online presence is more important than our real presence in the real world. So in the future, everybody's spending money on things that their avatar needs, and things that we enjoy now, like little things like food and being outside and being one with nature. Like, it's not even a reality in this future society. And so that's where my mind goes when I think 250 years. I think that we're not going to be able to enjoy the simple pleasures that we get now.
True.
So I was thinking two things that I would put in that time capsule that I feel would just like be able to paint a picture of what we got. Number one, I would put the recipe along with pictures and a tutorial on stuffed chicken marsala.
Oh, really?
I mean, that is very important for future societies to know. No, it's so good, Josh.
Oh, it's important. No,
don't laugh till you try it.
You're right.
Don't knock
it
till you try it.
What do you stuff it with?
You stuff it with like
bacon.
Not bacon. So think marsala. So in here is Parmesan cheese. It's got sun-dried tomatoes and fresh garlic and parsley. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
I'm not mad at that.
No, and then you have a creamy marsala sauce that you put
You're
on top
a creamy
of
marsala
it.
Sauce.
And you serve it with whipped mashed potatoes.
Whipped.
Oh, my God. It's so good. And then, so I'd have that in the time capsule, right? Because I feel like in the future, people are going to be just having, like, little pills to eat. Like,
oh, and that's
food.
Your whole
and then
meal.
You eat it in like balloons
because
in your stomach because it like rehydrates
about,
or whatever.
Exactly. It's all about just convenience keeping you sustained and quick and convenient.
Because you're connected to a machine.
Yes. And it's no longer about your actual enjoyment of eating food.
That's
and so
good.
I feel like people are really going to miss that. And then the other thing that I wanted to put in there was a video that I created, maybe a TikTok, of my trip to Fish Creek Falls and Steamboat Springs, because that is by far my favorite waterfall trip. And again, if we're talking about in the future when everyone's just stuck inside trailer houses that are stacked on top of each other. Sounds awful. We can't go outside and
play. I wish I could see a picture of a waterfall.
I know. So, like, I want to give that to them and be like, this was the most beautiful place that I ever visited. Well, so far, anyway. And I want them to have that kind of experience, at least through their avatar, you know?
That's very thoughtful of
so
you.
So those two things are what I would put in our time
if
capsule.
If they'll even know what it is.
It'll be so foreign to them.
To look
like,
it up.
What is a waterfall? Like,
so
yeah.
Here's the thing. We're going to throw open the phone lines. You guys can call in or text us, whatever you want, about what you would put in a time capsule for America's 250th anniversary that they would open up in America's for America's 500th anniversary.
Yes.
So in a way, it's got to be kind of 2026 related, right? I mean, it's coming out of this year, stuff that's relevant, stuff that's going on that you're going to place in this time capsule, and we're going to bury it in the ground. And we'll open it up for the 500th anniversary. Josh, what are you putting
stuffed.
In the time capsule? Can you beat stuffed chicken?
I think so. I think I can. I want to put a picture of
what the style looks like right now, because I know it's going to change so much. Everybody's going to be in their little spacesuits, their little shiny silver spacesuits back in the future. And then I also want to put a lot of people put receipts of like grocery items and stuff. I want to do a gasoline receipt and show how much it is currently right now. Because I don't even think cars are going to be using gas. So they'll be like, oh, back in the old days when they used fossil fuels and stuff like that. So those are the two that I thought right off the bat.
A few people wrote in and said grocery receipts, so they can just see, you know, that whole comparison on what, you know, bread costs now versus in another 250 years. Matt wrote in and said he would want to put in a Ring doorbell camera, since in the year 2026, everybody's got security command centers at their house. So he's going to put a little Ring cam in there.
That's smart.
That's not a bad idea. Hayden, who is, she says, I'm 21 years old. Okay, Hayden. She said she wants to put in her social media influencer ring light. Woo! Because she says literally everybody's the social media influencer right now.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's like a baby Nana thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your daughter would put that in.
Yeah. You've got a ring light too. We've all got ring lights, right?
I do. It makes my skin look so smooth and supple.
Exactly. That lighting. It's all about that lighting.
Cindy texted in and said, I'd put in a Starbucks cup with my name misspelled. That's pretty indicative of 2026, isn't it?
That's good.
What else came in? Brandon said a self-checkout machine. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Those, yeah. Right?
Samantha said a bottle of hand sanitizer because it's a symbol of an entire era.
It really is. I mean, that and a roll of toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Just put 2020 around it. That's all you need.
Did you have any more you wanted to
read? Yeah, I wanted to say Rose, her best one. We got a few, actually, for the Hostess Twinkie, because they will be able to enjoy it in 250 years.
It's going to taste the same and look the same.
It's going to taste the same. And we did get John texting and say, maybe put Jer in the time capsule.
Oh, suck it.
Oh.
I was thinking about this during the break. It's like, what would I put in that kind of defines 2026 and that would be like, oh, yeah, I remember back 250 years ago. I think I'm going to put in a pickleball paddle because pickleball is so huge right now.
Yeah.
Fastest growing sport in America.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of defines a large segment of people right now. Whether you're young or old or whatever, everybody's all about the pickleballs right now. So I'm putting that in. And then I'm going to put in probably the greatest sauce on the planet as of the year 2026.
Tell me. Tell me. I know what you're thinking. Read my mind right now. Come on. Do it.
I feel like I know.
Chick-fil-A sauce?
Oh,
did I let you down? What are you saying?
That was disappointing. Yeah. McDonald's hot mustard is the best sauce of all time, and you know it.
Well, I do. I've turned many people on to dipping their fries into that. Okay, I'll put two packets in.
There we go.
One packet of Chick-fil-A sauce and one packet of the hot mustard.
Now everybody's happy.
Now we're all happy.
Yes, there you go.
Happy birthday, America.
Yes.
And it's totally fat America, too, right?
Man,
they eat a lot. Didn't they?